Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 8, 1950, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported that there was a massive crowd at the final day of the 100th annual industrial exhibition at Queen's Park. The highlight was a gymkhana, which drew 28 competitors and comprised events such as the sharpshooters competition, the wheelbarrow race, and the ball and bucket race. Winners were also declared for their exhibits in the categories of agriculture, farming, horticulture, and needlepoint. The event was addressed by Mr. C.M. Drayton, president of the Agricultural Society, who noted that the exhibition was started on December 14, 1850. Mr. Drayton explained that this occurred after the district agricultural societies responsible for agricultural development at the level of each parish were amalgamated in 1846 under a general agricultural society, which assumed responsibility for the development of agriculture at the national level. The General Agricultural Society met weekly and determined that the first agricultural exhibition should be held at the marketplace. The exhibition was also addressed by the governor, who praised the organizers for the display of productivity, but noted that the island needed to build secondary industries to reduce its dependence on sugar production. He noted the scheme for a central creamery to promote the development of the dairy industry and hoped that the establishment of this creamery would soon be realized. He also called for building trust between the employer and employee, noting that this cooperation would contribute to the overall advancement of the agricultural sector. The agricultural exhibition was abandoned in 1972 under the Errol Barrow-led Democratic Labour Party administration, which considered that the exhibition was an expression of the plantocracy's power, but offered little to empower the working class. However, under the aegis of the Barbados Agricultural Society, it was revitalized, and in January 2005, it was launched at Queen's Park as an annual festival under the name AgriFest. AgriFest has grown to be a major highlight of the national calendar. It continues to draw massive crowds among locals and tourists, and it has become not only an exhibition for agricultural and farming produce, but it has also become a showcase for traditional cuisine, the creative and performing arts, as well as for the emerging business owner. Further, it has attracted participation from regional entrepreneurs and has become an avenue for networking and building partnerships among the local and regional business community.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.